DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm David, and I'm bringing you some radio highlights for this coming week that I hope you will enjoy listening to in the days ahead. First of all, Saturday the 4th of July. Today's vintage comedy is Brothers-in-Law, a legal sitcom from 1970, starring Richard Briers and John Le Mesurier. On Radio 4 Extra at 9:30 a.m., repeated at 2:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music explores Johann Sebastian Bach's The Well-Tempered Clavier on Radio 3 at 1 p.m. And Radio 2 brings you Madonna and Graham, where Graham Norton and Madonna have an intimate and in-depth chat, and that's on Radio 2 at 6 p.m. Opera on 3 today is Bizet's Les Pêcheurs de Perles, or The Pearl Fishers, and you'll find that on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. And we couldn't pass over the 4th of July without something American. James Naughtie looks at how Americans celebrate the anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in Archive on 4, Born on the 4th of July, and that's on Radio 4 at 8 p.m. And Radio 4 brings you a comedy set in an Ulster parish council meeting. In Parish Matters, Don't Come Crying to Me When the Robots Take Over. And that's on Radio 4 at 11 p.m. And then for Sunday, the 5th of July, Sunday worship this morning comes from Hereford Cathedral on Radio 4 at 8:10 in the morning. Classic comedy today is a 1955 episode of Take It From Here, on Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m, repeated at 3 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Lauren Laverne's guest on Desert Island Discs today is the glaciologist Professor Liz Morris, and you can find that on Radio 4 at 10 a.m, repeated on Friday at 9 a.m. Radio 4 brings you the 1921 American play Anna Christie by Eugene O'Neill, and that's on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. And Desert Island Discs Revisited, Dame Ellen MacArthur talks to Kirsty Young about her solo circumnavigation of the globe, and that's on Radio 4 Extra at 5 p.m. And a further musical celebration of American independence is the Sunday feature A Musical Evening at Monticello, on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. In Later Life Letter, poet Luke Wright considers the letters written by social workers telling adopted children about their birth families, including his own experiences. And that's on Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. And now for some programmes that are broadcast each weekday at the same time. Book of the Week this week is On Thin Ice, a memoir of Siberia, surveillance and survival by explorer and travel writer Charlie Walker. And that's on Radio 4 each day at 11:45 a.m. And then episodes 6 to 10 of 10 Fights That Made the Green Movement is on Radio 4 each day at 1:45 p.m. Radio 3's Composer of the Week this week is Fela Saunedi, the late Nigerian composer. And that's on Radio 3 each afternoon at 4 p.m. The essay Call of the Wild is on Radio 3 at 9:45 each evening. Operation Rex is a story of one boy's challenges that he faced in keeping his pet at the beginning of the Second World War. And that's on Radio 4 each evening at 10:45 p.m. Then Monday the 6th of July, today's vintage comedy is a 1976 episode of Dad's Army. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m. repeated 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. In Reflections, James Naughtie talks to Jerry Brown, the former governor of California, on Radio 4 at 9:30 a.m. Classical Live on Radio 3 shines the spotlight on orchestras due to appear in this year's proms. Classical Live is on Radio 3 at 1 p.m. Radio 4 addresses the problem of artificial intelligence being used by students in place of building their argument in essays in the Artificial University on Radio 4 at 4 p.m. And Radio 3 in Concert today brings you Bach's Mass in B minor with the BBC Singers on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, the 7th of July. A 1958 episode of The Goon Show is today's vintage comedy. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m. repeated at 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. People Fixing the World is a programme about helping aspiring entrepreneurs to bring their ideas to life. And that's on the BBC World Service at 8:05 in the morning, repeated at 3:05 and 10:05 this afternoon and this evening. The Art of Isolation Hikikomori Stories, exploring the world of socially isolated people on Radio 4 at 4 p.m. Radio 3 in Concert today is a performance of Mahler's epic Resurrection Symphony, and that's on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. To Catch a King follows an investigation into catching people smugglers on Radio 4 at 9 p.m. Wednesday, the 8th of July, Hancock's Half Hour is today's vintage comedy from 1955. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. The Odyssey, a dramatisation of Homer's epic tale, is on Radio 4 Extra at 2:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Choral Evensong on Radio 3 comes from the Parish Church of St John at Hampstead in London, and you can find that on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. Radio 3 in Concert tonight brings you a recorded performance of Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, and that's on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. And then Thursday, the 9th of July, I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again brings you a 1965 comedy episode at 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. Who Do You Think We Were? National Remembrance of the 1924 Empire Exhibition, a series marking the 75th anniversary of the 1951 Festival of Britain on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. In a new series of This Natural Life, Dame Judy Dench takes you on a tour of her woodland garden in Surrey on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. And Radio 3 in Concert this evening comes from York Minster in a concert devoted to Spanish choral music from the Renaissance. That's on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. And then Friday, the 10th of July, today's vintage comedy is a 1976 episode of Steptoe and Son. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 6:30 p.m. And Desert Island Discs today brings you a repeat of last Sunday's episode with Professor Liz Morris on Radio 4 at 9 a.m. Heart and Soul brings you the account of a Japanese man who lost his wife in the 2011 tsunami and who dives into the waters of Onagawa Bay twice a day in tribute to her. Heart and Soul is on BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m, repeated at 10:30 p.m. Limelight Central Intelligence is a drama about the CIA in 1964, as President Johnson fears that the communists might win the elections in Chile. Limelight Central Intelligence is on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. Friday night is Music Night, brings you a concert celebrating 75 years of the iconic BBC drama The Archers. And that's on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. And that concludes my selection for this week. I do hope you have found it both helpful and entertaining.
Hello, this is Val from Wharfdale Talking News with my selection of audio-described TV programmes for the period Saturday the 4th to Friday the 10th of July 2026. Coverage of the Football World Cup and Wimbledon continues, and as mentioned last week, these events will probably affect the programme schedules on BBC One, BBC Two and ITV One, as live coverage will include extra time, and because it is still not known at this time which channels will cover which matches. Also, some of the programmes I have listed for these channels may not happen because of this uncertainty. This week's listings in the Radio Times also do not show any of the matches being audio described, so you will have to rely on the commentary to give you an idea of the action. So having said all that, let's get started with Saturday the 4th of July. The daytime schedules are taken up with mainly Wimbledon on the BBC channels. And also on ITV1 there is live coverage of Nations Championship Rugby Union, though not audio described, starting with New Zealand versus France, kick-off 10 past 8, Australia versus Ireland, kick-off 11:10 a.m, and Fiji versus Wales, kick-off 2:10 p.m. Today's daytime programmes on Channel 4 start with a double bill of The Simpsons at 10 a.m, Narrow Escapes featuring the maintenance work of the Canal and River Trust at 1 p.m, followed by Chateau DIY at 2 p.m. There are four episodes of Midsummer Murders on ITV3 today at 2 p.m, 4 p.m, 6 p.m, and 8 p.m. Coverage of World Cup Match of the Day Live is at 5:30 p.m, and another World Cup match starts at 10 p.m. tonight. Two films on Channel 4 tonight, at 6:30 p.m. the Oscar-winning blockbuster Titanic, followed at 10:15 p.m. by a sci-fi thriller, The Creator. The story of Captain James Cook's historic 1768 voyage is the subject of the documentary series Voyages of Discovery. The Making of Captain Cook is on BBC Four at 8 p.m. The film Downton Abbey, A New Era, is the late film on ITV1 at 10:45 p.m. On to Sunday, the 5th of July. Sunday with Laura Koonsberg, featuring interviews with politicians and key public figures, is on BBC One at 9 a.m. Alan Titchmarsh and his green-fingered experts head to Essex in Love Your Garden on ITV1 at 12:35 p.m. The afternoon film on ITV1 at 3:15 is The Spy Adventure You Only Live Twice, starring Sean Connery as James Bond. We revisit a couple from Croydon who have disagreed over the future of their unusual bungalow for the best part of a decade. Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It, Brilliant Builds, is on Channel 4 at 6 p.m. Another chance to see how celebrities recreate their hometowns in show-stopping biscuit form in The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer on Channel 4 at 7 p.m. The Agatha Christie mystery Murder on the Orient Express, starring Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot, is tonight's film on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. Today's World Cup matches kick off at 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. Here are those programmes which are on at the same time throughout the week. On BBC One, a new series of Expert Witness starts at 10:45 a.m. Monday to Friday. Homes Under the Hammer is at 11:15 and Bargain Hunt is at 12:15 each day apart from Wednesday. On BBC One, live coverage of the tennis at Wimbledon starts at about 12:30 on Saturday and Sunday and continues throughout the week at 2 p.m. apart from an earlier start at 11:15 a.m. on Wednesday. Over on BBC Two, live coverage starts at 11 a.m. each day, apart from a later start at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Although not audio described, the commentary should give you an idea of the action. And by the way, the tennis schedules could be changed depending on live coverage of the World Cup. On ITV One, Dickinson's Real Deal is only on Monday to Wednesday this week at 2 p.m. Monday and Wednesday and 2:15 on Tuesday. On Channel 4, there are four episodes of the sitcom Frasier starting at 9:10 each morning, Monday to Friday. On ITV Three, there are two episodes of Heartbeat starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now for the soaps. EastEnders will be on BBC One at 7 p.m. on Monday and on BBC Two at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday. On ITV One, Emmerdale will be at 7:15 on Sunday and at 8 p.m. Wednesday to Friday. Coronation Street will be at 7:45 p.m. on Sunday and 8:30 on Wednesday and 9 p.m. Thursday and Friday. Now for Monday, 6th of July. Insurance investigator Catherine Zeta-Jones sets out to catch master thief Sean Connery in the romantic thriller Entrapment on Film 4 at 6:45 p.m. Port of Dover police investigate organised car theft gangs and a yacht disappears in treacherous seas. Dover 24/7, Britain's busiest port, is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. While we glug down millions of cups each year, how many of us know where our tea actually comes from? Find out as the adventurer heads to East Africa to uncover the secrets behind the UK's favourite drink. The Tea Trail with Simon Reeve is on BBC 4 at 8 p.m. The historian examines the Doomsday Book and the Bayeux Tapestry to discover how William the Conqueror beat King Harold at the Battle of Hastings. 1066 Lucy Worsley Investigates is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. A new drama, Lie With Me, starts on Channel 5 tonight at 9 p.m. British woman Anna and her Australian husband Jake move to Melbourne with their children for a fresh start, where they hire a nanny, who isn't all she appears to be. Continues each evening until Thursday. Today's World Cup matches kick off at 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. On to Tuesday, the 7th of July. Today's World Cup matches kick off at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. The comedy drama about the singing Cornish fisher folk is the early evening film on Film 4 at 6:50 p.m. In tonight's episode of Bake Off The Professionals on Channel 4 at 8 p.m, the six remaining teams compete for a quarter-final spot, with the senior development chef at Waitrose setting the pairs a retail product challenge. The death of a pensioner takes DCI Stanhope to a coastal town, but she faces a wall of silence from the residents. Vera is on ITV3 at 8 p.m. In this repeat of Grand Designs on Channel 4 at 9 p.m, Kevin MacLeod celebrates the 25th anniversary by revisiting the show's first ever project. In tonight's final episode of the documentary series The American Revolution on BBC Four at 10 p.m, the British Army under General Cornwallis struggles to pacify the southern states. Wednesday, the 8th of July. A 1940s drum kit is brought into the repair shop at 8 p.m. on BBC Two. A doctor and paramedic are dispatched to treat a woman who has suffered a cardiac arrest while driving. Ambulance Code Red is on Channel 5 at 8 p.m. Professor Brian Cox looks at the discoveries we have made to understanding how the universe came to be. Universe, The Big Bang Before the Dawn is on BBC Four at 8 p.m. Time for another visit to the Caribbean. When a pop singer is found dead at a rehab clinic, it looks like an accident, but Neville thinks there's more here than meets the eye. Death in Paradise is on BBC One at 9 p.m. A former financial trader looks at the growing wealth gap, including why he thinks it is the root of many of the UK's social and economic problems, and what he proposes we do about it. How to Get Filthy Rich with Gary Stevenson is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Mark Evans tracks the exploits of more landlocked homeowners building a life in stunning aquatic homes. The new series My Floating Home starts on More 4 at 9 p.m. The late-night film on BBC One at 10:40 p.m. is the sci-fi thriller War of the Worlds, based on the H.G. Wells 1898 novel. On to Thursday, the 9th of July. The architect meets James, who has a budget of £500,000 to restore a former glassworks property. George Clark's Remarkable Renovations is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. A new series of the Marlowe Murder Club starts tonight on the U and Drama Channel at 8 p.m. In the first episode of this two-parter, Judith Potts' evening is shattered when she witnesses her neighbour's murder. Today's World Cup match, the first quarter-final, kicks off at 9 p.m. A drama documentary telling the story of Gordon Welchman, one of the elite team of codebreakers who proved critical to the Allied war effort, is the subject of Bletchley Park, Codebreaking's Forgotten Genius, on BBC Four at 9 p.m. Barrister Webster has something on his conscience he wants to confess to his carer before he dies. Find out more in How Do You Plead? From Series 6 of Inside Number 9 on BBC Two at 10 p.m. And so we come to Friday, the 10th of July. Our Lives, Ashington AFC, Saving Our Club on BBC One at 7 p.m. tells us about a group of volunteers who aim to keep their Northumberland Football Club afloat. Today's World Cup match, the second quarter-final, kicks off at 8 p.m. The Owens prepare for Clive's 70th birthday in our farm next door, Amanda, Clive and Kids, on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. More famous faces sit down to give their thoughts on the week's TV in Celebrity Gogglebox on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. The comedy drama Austin, starring Ben Miller and Sally Phillips, returns for a new series tonight on BBC One at 10 past 11. In the first episode, DNA test results reveal that Julian isn't Austin's father after all. The second episode follows at 11:40 p.m. We have two films to end the week. The crime thriller Jack Reacher, starring Tom Cruise and Rosamund Pike, on ITV1 at 10:45, and the period romantic drama Atonement on BBC Two at 12:05. Well, that's all for this week, and next time you hear me doing the TV listings, I think the World Cup will be over, and I hope there will be more choice for you.
DNF Soundings.